Why suffer? Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If anybody recognizes this terminal, this is obviously San Francisco. As you can see, airport security is kind of a farce. It's only smoke and mirrors, so you people believe that there is actually something going on here. Folks, as you can see, there's only a cart slide and one door. So when you see a cart, those carts aren't screened at all.
There's no screen here. There's no TSA here. And right here is the sign, thank security. Well, I don't think there's much security here.
Okay, here we go again. There's some audio from a video which has been temporarily posted on YouTube. Former airline pilot Chris Liu recorded this security lapse on his cell phone at San Francisco International. Pilot Liu, who has worked as a pilot for American Airlines, said he took and broadcast this video online presenting his view of SFO, the security there. He said he saw a potential problem but didn't foresee the resulting uproar. The airport has fired back, deriding what it described as the pilot's misleading information. Like-minded critics who had rallied behind him now say that what he has said is what is actually going on. So here we have government, in a sense, covering their own backside. The video he narrated himself aims to show the contrast between the passengers who are heavily scrutinized and the airport employees who pass through a single door without really being checked at all. So what's the scoop here? And as you travel this last week of 2010, many of you, I'll be on an airplane later today going through the same sort of check-in at Los Angeles International LAX. Any airport you've gone through, when you see these sorts of things, there are a number of things probably that come through your mind. Again, terrible government and a bad follow-through. The security stuff also, when we get right down to the nitty-gritty, what are we doing here? What are we doing to ourselves? Why do we have all this security? What does it really do? We'll have an opportunity for you to tell us what you think later on in this broadcast. First, though, we'll present as many different points of view on this as we can. A hot topic and a good thing for us to be talking about. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can go to Twitter.com and send your thoughts along as well. Here's a San Francisco reporter speaking with Pilot Liu and his attorney.
What led you to post your video on YouTube? I know you have real concerns, obviously, over security, but posting it on the Internet for everyone to see is a pretty bold move.
Well, I saw a potential problem, and I didn't script the video. I just wanted to address it. So I just posted it on YouTube, and not knowing TSA was watching. And also, Janet Napolitano did state, if you see something, say something.
But there are critics out there who say that you've exposed flaws that, while you thought it was important to expose, they do endanger airport security. The terrorists can now get ideas from your video. What's your response to that?
I think they already know, personally. But, Don, do you want to interject?
I think it's disingenuous to suggest that we're showing anything that the public doesn't already know. We can all go into a terminal with a video camera and take that same footage, and if we're taxiing on an aircraft, for example, we can take more footage on the other side. So the real secret here is that nobody is looking at the ground crews and securing the airport.
Well, anyone can take the video, but you think it's okay that you've posted it online?
Well, we have to ask ourselves, aren't we having this discussion because we've discovered that TSA isn't looking at the ground crews? And if we really wanted to have a discussion about a comprehensive security system, don't we have to include all parts of the airport and not just the terminal? Because clearly that's not happening now.
And Chris, let me get back to you. What would you say is the most alarming part of the video that you wanted to show the public?
Well, I just wanted to show the disparity between what was going on upstairs with body scans and downstairs. I think there should be a balanced layer of security. And, you know, the ground crew, I want to make it perfectly clear that I have nothing but respect for the ground crew and everybody that works at the airport. But we
you know, we're all a team, and our goal is to protect the American public.
And so, Don, where do you go from here? I mean, Chris is no longer a federal flight deck officer, and you've already written that letter to Janet Napolitano at Homeland Security about the security flaws. So what is the next step?
Well, what's interesting is Janet Napolitano was on a news show a couple of days ago, and she took the time to try to explain away a gaffe that happened on a show that Diane Sawyer had with the National Intelligence Director not knowing some significant intelligence issues. You know, she needs to be taking her time and addressing the issue that America and the world want to know, and that is, why aren't we looking at every single box, bag, and tool chest that comes onto the airport? The airport has to be a secure area, like a clean room, and everything that has to come into the clean room must be sanitized. We're not doing that, and really, TSA has spent billions of dollars to try to give us the impression that we are secure, and we're not.
Not at all. I'm with this guy 150%. That's pilot Chris Liu and his attorney, 800-510-8255. The same old tired BS from authorities saying, you're helping al-Qaeda, you're hurting us, you're helping the enemy, baloney. It's great that he posted this. It's the same as WikiLeaks, posting stuff to make these people accountable for the nonsense that they are responsible for. Meanwhile, you and I get put through the ringer. We get our groin patted down and squeezed, and these people are wandering around there. It just shows you the folly of all of this. And my call has been even more loud this last week or two. Get rid of the TSA. Get rid of all of the checkpoints. Just do things the way they used to be done and take as it comes. We are so fed up with spending billions and billions of dollars, phony security, more worthless jobs that don't produce anything. It's the same old gluttony, and you and I are suckers enough to sit here and take it. It's enough to really get you pretty angry. And then maybe when you get angry, you do something about it. And so that's our exercise here as we present all of the different pieces of the pie. You listen to these. Janet Napolitano, my God, what a miserable excuse for somebody who's supposed to be an authority or in charge. 800-510-8255. More national intelligence and security people. And I guess maybe we ought to focus on the question, the real question here. Are we safe? My answer, I guess, depends on what you define safe to be. I'm safe. I feel okay. I'm watching out for myself. And the government's going to take care of you through your entire life. Come on, take responsibility for yourself. And in terms of going through the TSA or all these checkpoints, what does that do really to protect you? That's the question in part. What does this whole process do to really protect you? It's 14 past the hour on the countdown.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Get the lowest prices of the season and closeouts on mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Memory Works, and Hotel. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm, or a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. Or a Memory Foam Cushion Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $597. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Another good news story from Aleve.
I'm Tracy Durfee, and this is my story. When the doctor said to me, I think you have arthritis, I kind of sunk. The arthritis in my hand affects everything I do. People don't realize how often they use your hands. Picking up a pen, shifting the car, just living your life will sometimes just hurt. I depend on Aleve. Aleve really helps. I can get through my everyday without being in pain. It's great.
Real people, real stories, real good news. Share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here reviewing the concerns that people have brought about by this pilot who recorded all kinds of lapses at SFO, a pilot for Americans, liable to have gone through any number of airports. What do you think? Here is from Fox News, Claudia Lohmann speaking with Christian Witten from the State Department about supposed new threats from Al-Qaeda.
Several Al-Qaeda-related websites after that made it clear that this was going to be the first of many holiday attacks. So how concerned should we be here in the United States in this week between Christmas and New Year's?
Well, I think it's important to be concerned but not panic. George Bush, former president, was criticized roundly for saying, if you don't fight him over here, we'll fight him back here. And there's the risk that we may start seeing that as these terrorist groups go after easier targets like malls, reportedly some of the London defendants now, I guess they would be called, were targeting Christmas shopping venues. So going on offensive, realizing that Rome is actually the odd man out in this because it might be motivated by anarchists, eco-terrorists, the left-wing groups in Italy. But the others, as usual, the common denominator are Islamist terrorists. So going after these groups, having a forward-leaning strategy to attack not just the groups once they become active terrorists and not just the Islamist insurgencies in places like Afghanistan and formerly in Iraq, but going after the ideology that motivates them and being on the offensive, it's much better to be there than to be on the defensive.
Right. So rather than focusing, obviously we have to focus on securing the soft targets, but you feel the very strong focus should be on getting back to the root of it. That being said, what do you think of this proposal that is rolling around in Congress to investigate the radicalization of Muslims here in the U.S.?
I think it's very important. It's been put forward by Representative King of New York. There is a potential nexus between Islamism, which is the ideology that seeks to unify mosque and state and place us all under sort of an Iranian-style tyranny here. And there has, of course, been inroads made by those groups here, but most of it does stem from the broader Middle East, from places like Egypt, from ventures funded by Saudi and other money like that. So it is important to look at any of its activities in the U.S., any linkages to U.S. groups, but fighting this abroad in the same way we fought the communist ideology in the Cold War or Nazism and fascism, not just the manifestations of that, such as the armies that it put forth, but also the ideology itself. Ultimately, if we want to win this war going into year number 10, that's, I think, what it's going to take.
All right, we're going to win this. Yeah, sure you are. These people are so clueless, and they continue with the same rhetoric back and forth and back. And by the way, this sounds like another excuse, doesn't it? Let's see if we can tighten things down even more. And they don't really know where some of the, they find some of them and catch some of them, that's fine. But at what cost to you is part of the question here. 21 after on the countdown.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans, and the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It's been July with
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
YourExcuse.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
On Talk Radio and Talk Television, that's our job here to overview what's going on, synthesize it, get the information and opinions to you so you can form an opinion and be heard at 800-510-8255. Let's go to CNN where Candy Crowley spoke with former Director of National Intelligence Mike McConnell and former CIA Director Michael Hayden. The question is, how safe are we?
General Hayden and I served in the previous administration, and it was criticized for being aggressive and so on. And there was a lot of rhetoric during the political campaign for electing new representatives. My observation is the new administration has been as aggressive, if not more aggressive, in pursuing these issues because they're real. And so regardless of which side of the political spectrum...
You commend them for that.
I do commend them for that. But the point was, regardless of which side of the political spectrum you come from or what your political views might be, these threats are very real and very serious, and we have to deal with them in a very serious way.
It's impossible, though, just talking now about homegrown terrorism. It's impossible to stop all of them. This is like, to me, a little bit like trying to stop gang warfare. There's always going to be a vulnerable young man or woman out there who is angry or has an axe to grind about something that will join up.
One of the ways I describe it when people ask me about it is that we've gotten to the point now, these low threshold attacks, that it's almost like penalty kicks in soccer. No matter how good your goalie is, sooner or later this ball is going to get into the back of the net. Now, here's what's very important, Candy. We cannot allow our response to that kind of event to turn a tactical success for Al-Qaeda into a strategic defeat for us by the way we respond to it, either in overreacting to it or suppressing our commerce or our convenience or going spasmodic and dismantling the security services and the intelligence services that have actually kept us pretty safe.
Really? Okay, let's get to MSNBC. Cenk Uygur speaking with Heidi Harris, a talk host from Las Vegas, and Michael Shore from the Young Turks, discussing how the president is doing in the war on terrorism.
Let's take a look at what Mike McConnell had to say.
My observation is the new administration has been as aggressive, if not more aggressive, in pursuing these issues because they're real. And so regardless of which side of the political spectrum...
You commend them for that.
I do commend them for that.
So, Heidi, I assume you agree with Mike McConnell. President Obama's been doing a terrific job on this.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's no way to quantify how much he's actually avoided, is there? You know, when Bush kept us safe for 8 years, nobody gave him the credit he deserved. Everybody said, well, we don't really know that there have been any credible threats. Well, really? That's the government's job, is to make sure you don't know about credible threats. And when James Clapper last week didn't even know about arrests in the U.K., don't we need to know about terrorist arrests in other countries? He didn't even know that. That's Obama's intelligence chief? Yeah, I'm not so sure.
All right, Michael, is this a different way of McConnell, though, kind of high-stepping here, going, hey, we got you to do the same exact civil rights violations that Bush was doing, so ha-ha.
Well, I mean, it is a double-edged sword in that way. You know, Heidi says the Bush administration kept us safe for 8 years. The Bush administration, you know, ignored some pretty important memorandums that came across their desk from Richard Clark and others. So there's a question as to whether or not this administration is actually keeping us safer, because as far as we know, at this point, they're paying attention to everything. But, you know, further to what you just asked, yeah, I mean, you know, there are some things that have gone on that have left liberals, that have left Democrats uncomfortable, that have continued from the Bush era, intelligence gathering strategies. But the other problem is that, you know, for Republicans, you can now see that without waterboarding, without torture, you can still have solid security, at least according to former Bush administration officials.
Heidi, one last quick question. On the warrantless wiretapping, are you ecstatic that Obama's breaking the law like Bush was?
I don't like anybody breaking laws, but I'll tell you what, you've got to do what you've got to do to get the information. So you know what? If you've got credible information, I have no problem with it at times if it keeps us safe. See, the whole point is if they keep us safe, we're not supposed to ever know how close we really have come, whether it's the local police department or whether it's our national intelligence. That's
right.
The whole point.
I like the Fourth Amendment, so I'd rather they didn't do that.
Heidi Harris there from Las Vegas, repeating the same old baloney, trying to get a job on Fox. Nice going, Heidi. 28 after on the countdown.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Spice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed.
Correct. Woo! All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. freeze-dry-guy.com. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. How surprised will you be when the stock market goes in a direction different from what many so-called experts in the mass media are predicting? Have you ever wondered when it might be a good time to sell, as well as buy, gold, oil, currencies, or financial instruments? Go to FrancisInsights.com. That's Francis with an E, Insights.com. Although past performance does not guarantee future results, Francis Insights has established an excellent track record forecasting probable major market swings. Francis Insights is educational, not advisory. So how much better off will you be with this powerful ally helping you make intelligent decisions not based on greed or fear? Go to FrancisInsights.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In 1975.
Coast to coast. 33 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with a continuation of this focus on security. Are you concerned? Are you a traveler? I'm a frequent traveler, and I'm tired of all of the hoopla. I say get rid of all the security. Get rid of the TSA. Get rid of the X-ray machines. Just have at it. And if the intelligence community is doing its job, it'll find these people. There hasn't been one plane. In the almost 10 years of the TSA and all this hoopla after the Patriot Act and the Schwerber that you were sold, that we needed to spend all these billions of dollars to protect ourselves from Al-Qaeda, and George Bush kept us safe listening to that drivel. It's all about just what we all talk about, power, control, influence. That's all it is. Spending a lot of money for what? You feel more safe? I don't feel any different one way or another. And I wouldn't worry about getting on a plane. People say, well, what would happen if it's your plane that blew up? That could be a question whether you go through the TSA or not. I'm not going to like it if it's I'm on a plane that blows up. But you know what? As this pilot is pointing out, if you're just joining us, this fellow was known as the Patriot Pilot, California-based aviator. Name is Chris Liu, age 50. Worked as a pilot for American Airlines for 20-some-odd years. He took these videos, broadcast it online. It's his view of the San Francisco airport. Security there is a joke in certain areas. And he wanted that to be an open part of this discussion, which ought to happen. And meanwhile, we have all of these other foolish discussions about whether you feel safe or not. I suppose that's part of the discussion, whether we are safe or we aren't safe, but in the meantime, is it worth it to you to spend these billions and billions of dollars if we're not any safer? And that's it. You've got these bureaucrats like Janet Napolitano who said that if you see anything, say something. Okay, so that's what this guy did. He was on with Anderson Cooper referring to, I think, several times she said that. In fact, the footage which was posted on YouTube and then taken down, we're trying to find it, to make it our video of the day at DougSteffen.com. It details his view of SFO security. He says, quote, as you can see, airport security is kind of a farce. This is a pilot for American Airlines. The airport fires back at him, describes him as a purveyor of misleading information, and like-minded critics who rally behind him say SFO is a joke. Meanwhile, the bureaucrats say it's proud of its innovation and trend-setting in aviation security. Give me a break. 800. They're all there like the cops. They protect their own. It's all the same mentality. We'll rally behind. Meanwhile, this guy's doing us a service, and we ought to pay attention to him. The pilot said the videos aim to show the contrast between the passengers' treatment, who are heavily scrutinized, and the airport employees who pass through a single door. He said, quote, I want to show the disparity between what was going on upstairs with the body scanners and downstairs. Says the airline and airport crews get through airports with minimal checks and supervision. He said, quote, there ought to be a balance and effective screening. The airport in its statement claimed the pilot presents false and misleading information. What does he have to gain by doing that? Why would he do that? What does he get out of it? He's trying to be a good, solid citizen, and he happens to have exposure to what's going on here. The airport's trying to discredit him, excuse me, and so on it goes. Here on C-SPAN, Rob Harlston speaks with Steve Emerson. They discuss the threat of homegrown terrorism, that is, Americans, not foreign Islamists.
First, for the sake of this discussion, define for us homegrown terrorism.
Well, homegrown terrorism, I'm sorry, I'm getting the echo. Homegrown terrorism has traditionally been applied to indigenous acts of terrorism carried out here in the United States by Americans, either right-wing or left-wing. But in the last decade, particularly since 9/11, the definition has been reapplied to radical Islamic extremists who become radicalized either through someone directing them from overseas like Al-Qaeda, or they become self-radicalized, or they become radicalized by someone in their community. So the definition has definitely shifted, and it's a way of avoiding, for some people, what they consider a politically charged term, mentioning the use of the term, quote, radical Islam, because homegrown terrorism really doesn't tell you what's behavior, what's the informational incentive behind the action of those perpetrating the terrorist acts. You sort of need a descriptor, such as Christian militia, such as right-wing militia, such as left-wing militia. This would be Islamic extremist terrorists.
So what accounts for the jump in homegrown terrorism, by your estimation?
That's a good question. We have seen a jump from 9/11 till 2010, especially the last 2 years, of almost 50% in the number of attempted or even successful attacks, a successful attack being the one perpetrated by Nidal Hassan at Fort Hood that killed 13 people. What I think has happened is we've seen a reconfiguration of one Al-Qaeda strategy and worldwide, which is no more mega attacks, but hits of 1,000 cuts. That is, they're going to hit you over and over, hit us over and over again with smaller types of attacks. Number two, we've seen a lot more people who've been radicalized either through watching, let's say, YouTube videos of Yemeni cleric, Al-Qaeda leader Anwar al-Awlaki, or because of those in their own community that have induced them to become more radical.
All right, so we've got this stuff going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Are you worried? Are you safe? Back to Pilot Lou for a moment. I thought it was interesting. I did a little background check on him just for the heck of it so that we find out more about him. Interesting that his home was blown up earlier this year. He and his wife Sandra lived in a home in Sacramento. It exploded while he was on a trip for firefighters investigating a gas leak, were injured there. And when he got home, some fellow that's a suspect in all of this has gone to court. But it's really interesting that, you know, this guy doesn't seem to want to make news, but he does seem to want to tell a story. And now that the news media said, well, his home was blown up, what's that got to do with this, one would wonder. He was also a member of the Federal Flight Deck Officer Program. As an officer in that program, you are deputized and authorized to carry a handgun in the cockpit. After this video was released, he was taken off of that program. Four air marshals and two local deputies confiscated his weapon after this stuff was released. Isn't that an interesting reality? The TSA has not commented really on this, so what do you think? You put all of the pieces together. The authorities punish this guy. Again, he's known as the Patriot Pilot. It reminds us that you can't have, you know, you ask, people are told if you see something, report it. So he sees something, he reports it, and he gets punched in the mouth because of it. And he's exercising his First Amendment constitutional rights, and he's punched in the teeth by the federal government because they'll say one thing, but they don't really want you to report anything. They don't want to be embarrassed and shown up for the phonies and frauds that they are right now. They don't want that. 800-510-8255. More security in Washington. We'll talk about that in a moment. 17 before the hour on the countdown.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus-up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Need a new car, but hate the idea of that big new car price? Maybe a quality used car. Makes good sense during tough economic times. But what used car should you look at? Which ones are the most reliable? Get the best gas mileage? And what's a fair price? There are just so many variables. Go to ConsumerReports.org and research your favorite used vehicle. Then arm yourself with a used car price report. A used car price report gives you the fair market price, based on that specific vehicle's mileage, condition, and upgrades. Plus, you'll get a detailed 17-point reliability history. We also provide a free list of the current, best, and worst used cars, so you can narrow your research quickly. Consumer Reports does not accept advertising, so our ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. For the best automotive information on the web, go to ConsumerReports.org. ConsumerReports.org. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
As a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, joining IAVA.org really helps in the transition home. It's a network of OIF and OEF vets like me who've got your back here, just like we did over there. That means when you need help navigating the GI Bill, we've got your back. And when you're dealing with the transition home, we've got your back. Or when you just want someone to share stories with, we've got your back. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org. We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
800-510-8255. You might want to go to patriotpilot.com. Patriotpilot.com. AfricaNewsNetwork.com and check out the information that's there. A lot of this is about this pilot, Mr. Liu, PatriotPilot.com. Meanwhile, we get started with your calls. Troy in Wisconsin. We have a couple of Troys. You can be the first one. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Doc. Thanks a lot. I'd like to agree with you. I really don't believe in any of this hype that the country seems to be handing us. You know, you take this pilot or the WikiLeaks situation, anytime the government is exposed as fraudulent, they make these people out to be, you know, terrorists themselves. I think the Patriot Act has completely taken every freedom America's ever had, and I laugh every time I hear the words that we're fighting for freedom and everything. We don't have it.
Question for you, though. Go ahead. No, I just was going to my comment on George Bush made us safer, kept us safe. I want to laugh out loud when I hear that.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, even I was a big Obama supporter, but even when they bring that up, that he's keeping us safe. It, I guess if they would go back in history, Jimmy Carter kept us safe because we didn't have any noticeable attacks. You know, Bill Clinton, everybody from that point on. And I don't believe any of it. I think it's just a way for the country to say, hey, look the other way at all the dangerous and horribly disgusting things that we're doing as a government because we're keeping you safe. Mm-hmm. You know, our government needs to be more like the government in France or Canada, where they're actually afraid of the people they take care of, so that they do everything right, and that the people, you know, they have to have the credentials to do everything correct for the citizens of the country. Otherwise, they lose their job. Right now, we fear the government. It should be the other way around.
Yep, you're right about that, sir. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. And the padding of this, what we do here is put together radio and television people, their comments, some of the facts, et cetera, to listen to people like Heidi Harris, who is the talk host from Las Vegas, and her pedantic repetition of the same old stuff that comes from everybody who pretends to believe what she does. It's insulting, frankly. All right, let's see. I promised another Troy. This one's in Maryland. You can talk now, Troy.
I'm trying to imagine the cost and the distress to our already bogged down nation as far as security is concerned. Now, in the D.C. metropolitan area, the metro stations now have the random bag inspection. I don't have a problem with that. They're just going to look through things and find out whether you or not have something. Now, many civil libertarians, I'm not putting them down, everybody's questioning their right of the Fourth Amendment and all that, which is good. However, what happens when another attack occurs? You know what I see? The perspective of 3 to 5 years from now, a full body scanner being in a metro station near you. Imagine a city the size of New York. It's unimaginable. You just relax and be yourself. You're not gonna have a problem. However, the minute something happens, sir, the first thing the public is gonna be asking, well, where were you guys? We have enough problems on the metro station with kids and their rowdy behavior. They have, some of them act like complete animals, fighting, cursing, disrespecting the elderly, doing things that are just unimaginable. So we're trying to deal with that, the robberies, all the situations going on there, and we have a serious problem. I don't think this country can deal with it, but however, it may be a time where you have to get the National Guard out here just to try to protect us. And I don't know where we're going to go with this. We're just bogged down with so much.
So much of this is unnecessary. It's all part of action and reaction, if you will, sir. 800-510-8255. Max, you're next up from New Jersey, listening to WVNJ.
You know, I commuted from Newark, New Jersey, for about 2 years every day into Manhattan. I took the PATH train from Newark Penn Station down to World Trade Center and then the 2 subway up to 125th Street every day. And I would sit on the train and I would think to myself, man, you know, it wouldn't take much to cause a lot of damage here. You know, there are hundreds of people packed into these trains every day. And I, you know, I've seen maybe a handful of police officers, and I it frightens me. It scares me how available it is, you know, to terrorism. I mean, it's not protected, and it would take a huge amount of effort to protect it properly. You know, it was an everyday occurrence where you would see backpackers carrying huge packs, unencumbered by police or by any sort of law enforcement, it wouldn't take much effort at all to cause a huge disaster. I mean, just of epic proportions.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Let's get to Mark, who's calling in from Atlanta with his thoughts.
Good morning. We shouldn't be giving up our freedoms for protection. Every time it happens, you'll see an open society close. Like one gentleman said, where do we stop? Do we keep going, you know, to the malls and the Walmarts and stuff? Yeah, we have our own rights, the right to bear arms. If you feel that threatened, carry around a firearms permit, and you can protect yourself that way. We don't need the government to play daddy for us. I think more citizens need to be more responsible for themselves in that sense. You know, we always want somebody else to protect us or to give us money or, you know, to give us a handout when we need to be responsible for ourselves and pull our bootstraps up and tell the government, finally, no, we can protect ourselves. We've been doing it for the last 300 years, and, you know, it hasn't been an issue. Now, all of a sudden, because of these strategic places where some incidences have happened, all of a sudden we have to be afraid. You know, fear is what's going to guide this country to somebody else's hands, and we should be able to keep it in our hands and keep this country free and protected.
Free and protected, yes. You do it, I do it, whatever it takes to make yourself. You take care of you, I'll take care of me, thank you, and I'll try to help take care of you, and you try to help take care of me. Don't need the government. Mike is in South Dakota. Go ahead.
What we have to do is get the FBI and the CIA stop setting these guys up. Every one of these terrorists that's been arrested, we find out, first of all, they aren't the brightest bulb in the light socket there. And you have an FBI handler making the bomb for him, working with him for like 6 months and getting him to pull off this terrorist act. If we just stop the FBI and these different agencies of our government to set up these people to perform these terrorist activities, terrorists would virtually diminish overnight. You know, if we just get our government, stop doing it. Because you know what they're planning on doing? They want to take all of our freedoms away, which is the reason we've got all these airport scanners. It's all part of a plan.
Let's hope that's not the case, Michael, but a lot of people feel the way you do, and with good reason. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the Patriot pilot. Used to be a pilot for American Airlines, went through SFO, recorded a lot of things in video, and this has been released, and now a lot of people are talking about it, and as well we ought to be looking at ourselves and what we're doing to ourselves. Mike in Ohio, your thoughts, please, on the countdown.
Good morning. How you doing? The assumption that you're making is they're not the same thing. On an airline, the access is getting onto the plane. Once it's in the air, the event's going to take place up in the air or on the airplane. So it's somebody that's either got on the airline or put something on the airline. On a train, I don't have to be on the train to derail the train or to alter anything with the bus. That can happen on the track, and there's no way you can defend the number of miles of track that we have. I mean, the last thing I'm going to do is get on the train to do it. Well, the only way we're going to get on, you know, an airliner is to be on the airline itself or the airplane. And I just don't see how you're going to be able to. Screening people on the train is not going to do anything. If I've got the bridge span over the Mississippi River wired to blow.
Here's Ronald in Maine. Finish it off, Ronald.
It can be protected if we would actually be serious about putting the people who are responsible for all these provocateur terror, quote, terrorist activities in jail. And it's always been the FBI that's been hiring people and fooling dupes and idiots into doing things. Essentially, if people like yourself and all the media would be serious about looking into what was behind 9/11, for instance, you wouldn't be playing this whole post 9/11 mind game on us all, which really is, in essence, terror. You, the media, even though you try to do your best, supposedly, you still promote the entire official myth, conspiracy myth, that gets us to have naked body scanners, grope downs, a total police state imposing on us. So, yeah, we can stop the terror if we're serious about it.
Yeah, we can, and that's understanding who the terrorists are and how we... It's really a matter of understanding how other people think. We don't do that because we don't know enough about what people are thinking around the rest of the world. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'd like to thank the following sources used in the production of today's program: CNN, NBC, Fox, The Dave Ross Show, The Rick Roberts Program, C-SPAN, all an important part. Of course, your calls as well. We always anticipate and encourage a lot of input. Thank you very much. Send your email to Doug at DougStephan.com should you like.